Bush, good morning.
Good morning, Carlos. How are you?
How are you? Where are you? Are you in Palm Beach?
No, I'm not. I'm in Aruba, believe it or not.
Oh, that's great. You live in Aruba?
Sometime I do, yes. Also live in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Beautiful. White sand on the beach. George, first of all, we are very sorry about Wayne that passed away a few days ago. We're very sorry.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your condolences.
During those last years, you were in contact with her?
Oh, yes, I have. I have to be in contact. I have two children by her and a stepdaughter. Yes,
okay.
Sophia and Leah. I have two daughters by her, yes. And my two daughters have three boys apiece. And out of the boys apiece, I have from them, I have grandsons.
George, she was very sick during the last years, huh?
Yes, she was. Yes, yeah, she had a big stroke back about, I think, 12 years ago. Something like that, yeah. We didn't communicate much. After my divorce from her, I remarried, and we didn't communicate that much until my kids got a little older, and they became women themselves, and they wanted to see me, so they found me, and we've been close ever since.
Let's talk about this beautiful song. 51 years ago was number one. All over the world, people were fascinated dancing Rock Your Baby.
But oh, man.
This song was written by Harry Casey from the Casey and Sunshine Band. Why didn't they use this song for themselves?
No, because it was the second song they did. They had a song called Queen of Clubs. And in a way, I used to be a member of Casey and the Sunshine Band. And they had the song Queen of Clubs, which I sung on. And that's me doing the background vocals on that song, and also the high part, the real high part. That's me doing all of that on that song. And then they was in the studio writing another song for them. But this track was, when they made the track, it was too high for Casey to sing. And they told me the track was so wonderful. So they came to me and told me, George, we cut a song, and it's too high for me to sing. So I know you can do it. And the track is so great and so different. We want to produce you. So I said, okay, wonderful. So I heard the song, and I said, sure, I'll do it. And so I took the track home to study it for a week. And while I was home, I asked my mother, you know, how would you like a man sing to you? I asked my sister the same questions, and all my sister girlfriends. And they told me the same question. You know, they gave me the same answer. So I went into the studio the following week and recorded the song in one take.
Unbelievable. Just one take. Let me do a very quick translation. Gracie.
Bueno, comienza Julio preguntándole dónde se encuentra y nos dice que, creámoslo o no, está en Aruba. Él vive a veces en Aruba, también se encuentra en la Florida por momentos en West Palm Beach. Y le da el pésame, Julio, por la muerte de Gwen McRae, con quien estuvo casado. Agradece las condolencias y le pregunta a Julio si estaba en contacto con ella. Dice que claro que tenían que estar en contacto porque tienen dos hijos juntos y también tienen nietos de esas dos hijas que son Sofía y Lía, y por eso se mantenían en contacto. Le pregunta a Julio por su estado de salud, porque en sus últimos años se mantuvo muy enferma, dice que sí lo estaba, dice que hace 12 años tuvo un derrame más o menos en ese tiempo, y después del divorcio él se casó de nuevo, no se comunicaron por un tiempo, pero cuando los hijos crecieron, pues si se volvieron adultos, querían verlo más seguido, y han estado muy en contacto y muy de cerca desde entonces. Le pregunta Julio después, ya cambiando de tema, por esta canción que cumple 51 años, Rock Your Baby, que la escribió Harry Casey con su banda, y le pregunta a Julio por qué no la hicieron para ellos, y dice que ellos ya estaban trabajando en otra canción y pues realmente le quedaba muy alta al vocalista de esta canción, así que decidió ofrecérsela a nuestro invitado. Él la estudió durante una semana y fue al estudio y la grabó en una toma, y así fue como terminó cantando esta canción.
Quiero preguntarle si es cierto que la canción la iba a cantar la esposa, pero nunca llegó a la grabación y por eso la grabó él. Is that true that the original plan for this song was for your wife, for Gwen, but she arrived late to the studio?
No, that's not true at all. That's a fib. That is not true at all. They specifically wrote the song for me and not my wife. My wife had already, she had just finished an album herself with her producer, and we were down in the studio there to view her album that she just finished making. And that's when Casey came to me and told me that he had written the song, but it's too high for him to sing it. And said, we want to produce you on it. So I said, because my wife had just finished that album, and I haven't really, I had a contract with the company too, but I haven't really recorded a single in about 2 years there. So I asked the executive producer, Casey wrote the song, and you owe me a favor because I've done a lot of things with you and Gwen together, and I stepped back. And so he said, yeah, do it with Casey. Go ahead and do it. And that's how it all came about.
Nos dice que no es cierta esa versión para nada, que produjeron esa canción para él. Nos dice que la exesposa estaba trabajando con otro productor en ese momento y pues recuerda muy bien ese momento en el estudio cuando le dijeron que tenían escrita esa canción y que la tenían para él, para que él la cantara y que querían producirlo. Así que desmiente esa versión que hay sobre la canción.
Bueno, yo quisiera continuar con Rock Your Baby y preguntarle sobre algo que yo leí y quisiera saber si es cierto, porque tengo entendido que Benny Andersson y Björn Ulvaeus de ABBA han dicho que la canción fue una inspiración para Dancing Queen. ¿Eso es cierto? ¿Él sabe algo? ¿De pronto logró hablar con ellos? So, Mr. McRae, I have read that your song, Rock Your Baby, has been an inspiration for the classic of ABBA, Dancing Queen. Is that true? Do you know something? Or maybe you have had talk with them in the past about this?
True, that's true. Yeah, he admitted that. The producer of Dancing of ABBA told me that Rock Your Baby was the inspiration for him to write Dancing Queen for ABBA. And so that's so true. And also John Lennon, he said the same thing about Whatever Gets You Through the Night. The song that inspired him to write that song was Rock Your Baby.
Pues nos dice que eso sí es verdad, esa versión sí es cierta. De hecho, se lo dijo el mismo productor de ABBA, le dijo que era cierto, y lo mismo pasó con John Lennon de su canción.
Por favor, pregúntele a nuestro invitado sobre el origen del falseto que él hace en la canción que escuchábamos al comienzo, el Rock Your Baby. Porque hay quienes se le atribuyen a los Bee Gees el haber empezado a hacer falsetos en la música disco, pero uno ve que esta canción puede ser antes del de los Bee Gees. ¿Él tiene memoria? ¿Quién se lo inventó? ¿Dónde comenzó?
So we want to ask about that falsetto that we hear in the first song that we heard today in Rock Your Baby. And we want to ask if you remember, because many people say that the falsetto comes with the Bee Gees. But do you remember?
No.
Do you know when? Yeah. When it started,
that falsetto came from George McRae himself. That my original voice had nothing to do with the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees probably after Rockin' Baby, the Bee Gees followed me. I did Rockin' Baby in 1974. And the Bee Gees was having a downtime with their music, and they jumped on the bandwagon, and that's where they came with Saturday Night Fever. And that was back in 78. 77, 78 when they started that, the Bee Gees. But everyone was imitating me at the time, and because I had a unique kind of voice, and that voice, and that voice I did on Rock Your Baby as I was singing the song. At the end of the song, I just did it because I say, I'm going to put my Tarzanier in it. My Tarzanier was, because when I was a kid, I used to play Tarzan. And he used to say, oh, 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 oh. So when I was singing Rock Your Baby at the end of it, I went in, oh, hey, take me in your arms and rock me. And I still can do it today at my age. That's original George McRae sound.
Pues nos dice que ese falseto es original de él, de George McRae. Nos dice que los Bee Gees lo siguieron. Nos dice que esta canción es del 74 y pues esa Night Fever de los Bee Gees ya llegó después hasta el 78 y ahí lo empezaron a imitar. Él tiene una voz bastante única y eso hacía pues que lo replicaran, y nos dice que ese falseto lo puede hacer hasta ahora a su edad.
Ahora yo quisiera preguntarle sobre su vida, porque él nació en los Estados Unidos, en la Florida, pero también ha hecho una vida y se ha radicado en Holanda. ¿Qué lo llevó allá y cómo ha sido su carrera y su éxito en este país europeo?
So now we want to ask more about your life. We know you were born and raised in Florida, you lived in West Palm Beach, but you spend a lot of time and you live now in Holland, and we want to ask what took you there.
Well, I fell in love with a Dutch girl, and she's from Holland. We've been married for 35 years now, and we have a son. He's 32 years old at the moment, and yeah, that's why I live in Holland. And she was she booked me. She was the manager of a casino there in the Netherlands. And she had booked me there following Gloria Gaynor. And Demis Russo and one more artist that was there, Rod Stewart. And that's where I met her. And I fooled around and fell in love, and I've been with her since.
George, thank you very much for your time. Remember your wife, remember what did happen in your life 51 years ago with this mega hit. Yeah. And listen to your voice in this moment. You have the same falsetto, so that means that you are still playing in some clubs?
Yes, I am. I'm still performing. Matter of fact, I'm flying to England on the 31st of March. I will be in England in June, and also in Germany in July, and a few more places over in Europe.
George, I want to ask you for another singer that I lost contact. I lost the track of him. He has a hit during the same years. Johnny Bristol. What happened with him?
Oh, Johnny Bristol. Oh, he passed away.
Oh, no.
Yes, he passed away, yes.
Johnny Bristol hung up on you, baby. George, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. I wish to come to Colombia one day.
We were waiting for you. We have a ticket for you. We have two tickets, one for you and one for your falsetto.
You doing the promoters there.
Okay, I will put you in contact.
Okay.
Thank you,
George. I would love to come.
Yeah, we would love to hear your falsetto live. Thank you, George. Have a good time in Aruba.
I will. God bless you.
Thank you.
Qué talento. ¿Qué dijo al final, Grace?
Pues nos dice que pasa mucho tiempo en Holanda también porque se enamoró de una holandesa con quien ya lleva casado 35 años, tienen un hijo que ya tiene 32 años de edad en este momento y por eso está viviendo ahí, pasa mucho tiempo ahí. Nos dice que su esposa era manager de un casino en Holanda que lo agendó para presentarse ahí, también se presentaba a Dennis Russo, Rod Stewart, Gloria Gaynor y así la conoció y se enamoró y llegó a Holanda y sigue presentándose como usted dice, presentaciones en marzo en Inglaterra, estará en Alemania en julio y diferentes lugares este año. Y le pregunta también Julio por otro cantante que también tuvo un éxito en el mismo año que él, al cual le perdimos el rastro, se llama Johnny Bristol y pues lamentablemente nos da la noticia de que murió, ya falleció.